So you have a match day routine, I guess.
I have a match.
How does a match day go? Right?
Well, let's just go back 24 hours. At around about midday on the day before the game, I get to know the five players that I will be talking to. Four in the Shogun Bar beforehand and who I've got at half time. So I obviously sit down and think about the questioning. If I get a player I've never talked to before, then I tend to get onto the internet, find out his history, mm-hmm. so that I can at least do a little bit of background work with him. I arrive on match day at the ground at about 3 hours before kickoff. Check exactly what we're doing in the build-up. I should add that usually on the Tuesday before the match, I get a minute-by-minute running order, which doesn't only involve what I do. I liaise mainly with Mike Turner on the commercial side. Used to be Tom, now Helen, who makes sure that everything is there for me. Microphones are prepared, mm-hmm. team sheets are ready when I finish that. Lucy in the office also, who looks after all the players, and I liaise with her and check that everything's going. So the first hour is just checking that everything is as I expect it to be. Then I must say that because of the number of years I've been doing it, it becomes very easy. I know how long I can do certain things. I know where I need to be at certain times. Mm-hmm. It is intense. During the match, you cannot allow your concentration to waver for 1 second, because you can be assured if you look behind you, someone will score in a pile of bodies, and everyone around you, when you say who scored, will have not the slightest idea. And because of the concentration factor, come final whistle and having completed the on-pitch bit, all of a sudden you feel very drained. It's 3 hours of utter concentration and commitment.
Finishing with a host of substitutions that we have now at the end, which must be a nightmare for you, I've thought.
Well, it's easy who's going on, but the man coming off is always walking towards you and you can't see his number.
No.
So you may notice that sometimes I only mention the man going on, because equally annoying is that as the departing player reaches the touchline, someone hands him a jacket to put over his shoulders, which once again, it's easy with Gloucester. I recognise Gloucester players, but the away players, sometimes I just have to say, well, okay, I'm not going to mention who's come off. A fault in me, perhaps, maybe a big mirror on the other side. We do everything we can to keep everyone informed, but sometimes it's impossible to gauge who scored. Sometimes you're sure who scored and afterwards someone says, oh, it wasn't him, it was him. But I don't think there are that many mistakes.
No. I must say that I really admire the way that when there is a pile of bodies going over and we score a try, or the opposition score a try, and for that matter, it always seems to me that you get the scorer, because I stand over in the shed and very often I've got no idea who scored, but you always need to come up with a name.
I agree.
Well, perhaps you've hit it on the head. I always come up with a name. We can all do that.
It's nearly always right in my experience.
All I can say is that if it's a Gloucester scorer, it's not so difficult, because amazingly you get to notice how people move. And sometimes you say, oh yeah, that was Richard Hibbard or someone else. And if it's a match being covered by television, there is also a monitor on the gantry that I can get a look at. But generally it's either good luck and I do also have a powerful pair of binoculars. I don't have people or pillars in front of me. You stand in the shed, but I'm sure as somebody goes over, everybody moves in front of you. I don't have that problem. So you could probably do the same and survive.
I wouldn't put money on
that. So you haven't mentioned the games, not the rugby, the other games.
You'll have to explain your statement.
Right. Oh, well, the whole series of fun and games that Gloucester have introduced in the... Which you gallantly compare.
Yes.
You must have enjoyed some of them more than others. Some of them work and some of them don't, let's be honest.
I used to think it was the hit the crossbar challenge was better when people had to kick it off with a 22.
I agree, yes.
I quite like this cannon challenge now.
Mm. That's quite fun.
But I think we had a game where were people not trying to throw it into a dustbin or something, which is rather pointless to me. In all fairness, I think it's very difficult to come up with anything that is either new, totally unique, because even the cannon challenge, I've seen it at Leicester for the last 7 or 8 seasons, and I've always thought that would be good at Gloucester, and now we've got it. I don't think there's any problem in copying other people, but it's all part of the job. Did I forget that in my praise of what I did on match day? Perhaps I try to forget it.
I remember the one that I liked was the tug of war.
Oh, well, that was the great one. And one you may also remember one funny day that for some reason we couldn't get 2 teams of adults onto the pitch. So the one thing you could always fall back on was children would happily come out. Yeah. And we called 20 children out. And stupidly, I said, on this side, I want 10 playing for Gloucester, and on this side, I want 10 playing for Bristol. And all 20 of them ran to the one end. And I thought, yes, Graham, you've made a mistake there. But it created a good laugh. And yes, out of all of the games we've ever done, the tug of war was the best. I have never seen anyone injured, but health and safety, of course, steps in to ensure that
that's
we can't
have it. That's what I understood,
but
I did wonder whether that was just a rumour and there was some other reason, but it was health and
safety. I was told that it was due to health and safety requirements. I have no reason to disbelieve that was the truth. But I, as I say, I've never seen anyone injured as being a participant, but no doubt there are insurance regulations and everything that possibly precludes it happening. So I guess we just have to accept it. But it was certainly the creme de la creme of games.